This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Federal officials have listened to the cockpit voice recorder from a commuter plane that crashed outside Buffalo, New York last night.
It was a busy day at WBFO on that Thursday, February 12th, 2009. We had a snowstorm early. I had to come in to help Howard Rydell. The dish was frozen. We couldn't get the NPR signal. So it was a long day. I remember covering a telephone news conference with Governor Patterson and Senator Schumer about the stimulus in 2009 and how it was going to benefit New York. Put stories together that never would see the air. Went home, dead tired. So tired, in fact, I couldn't go to sleep. I was sort of tossing and turning when the phone rang at 11:45, and it was John Stempin, the NPR editor for the newscast unit. And he said, Mark, there was a plane crashing into a house in Clarence. And, huh, what? You know, I'm trying to get the cobwebs out of my head. And he repeated it, went downstairs, turned the TV on, and my next call was to Eileen Buckley, who was dispatched to the scene.
Eileen Buckley of member station WBFO in Buffalo has been talking with people in the neighborhood, and she has this report.
Kathleen Dwork was at home in her Clarence Center, New York neighborhood last night around 10:20 when she heard a sputter and then a loud explosion.
I immediately said, I will go out to the scene and start to collect whatever I can. And we both kind of briefly discussed bringing in other folks right away that normally wouldn't be in the evening, so that we had enough people to help man whatever we could and, and extend our coverage.
I brought in Bert Gambini to anchor, Joyce Kryzak, who was just coming off of sick leave, couldn't go out, but she manned the phones.
It was a very surreal evening. I know for myself, through the years as a news reporter, it's a very odd thing for me. Over many, many years, I used to have dreams about planes crashing and actually, as a reporter, saying, oh my goodness, I have to cover this. And then for it really to happen was a very bizarre thing. So it was a very surreal experience for myself.
The crash created a huge fireball that lit up the night skies.
The fire was incredible. I mean, you could see it over the houses and you could see this orange glow. The flames were intense. I thought it was going to burn the whole town. It looked that big.
I can remember being set up in that town hall room in Clarence with all the other media and press, and it just kept getting larger and larger as the night went on and into the morning, early morning hours. I remember sitting in the Clarence town hall doing a live shot with NPR and their morning team. I also came back at some point, I think it was probably early afternoon, and then All Things Considered asked for an actual piece, so I had to quickly turn around a story, and it included a lot of citizens of what they heard and what they experienced of the crash that day.
There's so many things to take in at once. I don't even think anybody really registered what was going on until much later after the crash.
It took nine fire companies hours to put out the blaze. Early this morning, white smoke could still be seen over the neighborhood. 12 nearby homes were evacuated as much of the neighborhood was blocked off. But officials who visited.
We put together day-long coverage that covered this tremendous tragedy in our community. So I would say that, from a news point of view, was the biggest story I covered.
People in Clarence say the town is a close-knit community of about 28,000 people. Said one local official, it's a tragedy beyond description. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Buckley in Buffalo.